It's Friday, July 7th, 2006. You're moving at the speed of creativity with Wesley Fryer, narrowcasting from Edmond, Oklahoma. Well, welcome to my second podcast of the day. And again, this is a podcast from the Leadership 2006 conference held here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, this Thursday and Friday. This podcast is actually an interview with a fourth grade teacher from Norman, Oklahoma, who teaches with smart boards. And I've used smart boards a bit myself, and I was a fourth grade math teacher, as she is. And so this was an opportunity to learn a little bit about how smart board technology has advanced and some of the real cool and engaging ways that smart boards can be used in the classroom with students. I'll include some links to the resources that she mentioned in the podcast show notes, including a fantastic website that is from Utah State University, which is the National Library of Virtual Manipulatives. And that is a free resource that does not require any kind of subscription or payment. And you don't have to be using a smart board to use that website, but clearly the tactile kinesthetic aspect of the smart board really makes it a wonderful tool to use when you're doing virtual manipulatives like this. I'll also include a link to the smart board website where you can download the smart board software if you want to give it a spin and try it yourself, and their resource website that has a large number of lesson plans and templates that can be utilized by teachers at all different levels, and you can search by state, by content area, or by topic and find a large number of lessons that have been created by other teachers that can be downloaded and readily used in the classroom to help students learn the knowledge and skills that they need to succeed in the classroom of today. We're here in Oklahoma City at the Leadership 2006 conference, and I'm with Beth Carter, and she is at the Smart Board, booth.
Yes.
And so,
presenters.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about yourself, and then I heard a little bit of your presentation before, and I'm guessing that you're an elementary math teacher because of all the stuff you're doing.
Actually, fourth grade teacher.
Well, I taught fourth grade math too. So talking about manipulatives and all these kind of things, that definitely resonates with me, but I haven't seen that done with a smart board. So where do you teach, and how long do you teach?
I teach at Roosevelt Elementary in Norman, Oklahoma. I've been teaching there for 2 years. Before that, I taught in Kentucky for 7 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, just overall, why should somebody think about using a smart board? Because I know, there are schools that have these, but, they might be sitting to the side and not being utilized a lot, and just... Why should a teacher, think about using a smart board? They're comfortable with the overhead projector. They're comfortable with the chalkboard. Why a smart board? It looks pretty complicated.
Well, if you're used to using an overhead projector, really, I think a smart board is just as simple and gives you so many more capabilities. If you are used to using a personal computer, there's really not that much more to learning how to use a smart board. It basically acts as a giant mouse, so you can touch items on it, you can move graphics, you can write by lifting up the pen and there's a sensor, but you could also just use your finger, so it has text recognition as well. The reason that I like it so well in the classroom is that it just gives you so many more tools to use. There is a gallery which includes clip art. It also includes interactive tools such as a balance scale, calculators, timers, things that you might purchase separately for your overhead projector. I just purchased a... I had just, at the beginning of last year, purchased an overhead timer, overhead calculator.
Right.
Which
dice? Does it have dice?
It does. Interactive dice.
Okay.
That's right. We actually
cool.
play our
And
our
your hand doesn't
game.
Get all multicolored at the end of the day.
That's exactly right. For the beginning of the year, I told my kids all the time that I was a Smurf.
Right.
The first half of this year, and then when the smart board came in, I said, kids, I'm not going to be a Smurf anymore. So, plus, you never run out of ink.
That's right.
Which is great.
That's right.
You can use the software that comes with the smart technology, which is one form of software is the smart notebook, which can act just as a giant whiteboard.
Right.
But you can also add graphics to it. You can move the graphics around. the interactive clips.
Right, and you were showing how you can move fraction bars, and do you have students come up and do that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. It's been really hard for me because I like to play with it so much I sometimes forget to let the kids come up.
Right,
But the kids love to move things around. Sometimes they have to practice a little bit on touching and moving things.
Right.
But they can write on it just as they would write on the whiteboard. So it's really easy for them to pick up on, and they love it. When I tell them they get to go to the smart board,
right,
their eyes just light
up. That's major hands-on interactive. So what are the favorite lessons that you like to teach with the smart board, if you were going to highlight some of the... And I mean, obviously people can't see this that are going to listen to it, but
right.
I mean, if you want to
go
into the gallery, or if you just want to talk about it, whatever, what are your favorite things to do with it?
Well, one thing that I would want educators to know would be about the Smart Tech website, smarttech.com. You can go to education.smarttech.com. There are teacher resources. You can go in, look at your state's objectives, find lessons that correlate with your state objectives, or you can just, you don't even have to go under your state. You can put your grade level, what skill you're teaching, and if there are lessons that other educators have uploaded that correlate with them, you can download those lessons and they're pre-made for you. You can also start from scratch. I like to do creative lessons, so I can draw shapes very easily with it. It has shape drawing tool, line drawing tool, text. You can type with it as well as write and have character recognition.
Do you tend to use that feature very much?
Because
I played with that a little bit, and it seemed like it was easier to go to the keyboard for that rather
well,
than...
Well, I think it just depends on whether you are creating something that has a lot of text.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're typing something really long, it takes a bit,
right,
quite a bit of effort
right.
to use the keyboard that appears on the board.
Right.
However, you can always go to your desktop as well and just type it into your regular keyboard.
Right. So tell me a little bit more about those interactive objects. So you had showed earlier how like it would flip a coin.
Right.
And you could do that.
You can use that for probability. There's a balance scale. You can use that for simple balances with measurements and showing how they're equal, but you could also use it, I was using it to show a sample algebra problem. So how many of this object does it take to equal this object?
So you mean you actually move things on top and the balance scale will balance depending on the objects that you...
Yes, the one that I was viewing actually, there were only two sizes and it either was balanced or not balanced.
Oh, okay.
It didn't gradually balance
right.
or unbalance. It just shows you whether or not
right.
it was. But there are websites. There's one website in particular, I think it's NLVM.USU.
I think that was
USU.
The one I wrote down. Is that the Michigan one?
Yes.
Is that it? The National Library of Virtual Manipulatives?
Right. Wonderful virtual manipulatives, interactive, every
and that's free.
Math tool. Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
So once a school or a teacher has a whiteboard, or has a smart board, do they have to pay to get additional resources that we're talking about, or is there a subscription that they do, or how does it work?
The notebook software license is free when you purchase your smart board. There's also Smart Ideas software, which is a concept mapping software, which you can create concept maps and you can actually go into the layers of the concept map and create deeper maps, and that is also free.
When you have a smart board, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you used Inspiration?
I've used Kidspiration a little bit.
Because I was just wondering, because I got a demo of that, I was going to play with it, but I was wondering how they're different
right.
or something.
I don't know. From what I've experienced with Kidspiration, I would say they're pretty similar. I don't know if you can go into layers
mm-hmm.
with Kidspiration.
No, layers is different. I don't think Inspiration has layers. So if it is a layer...
Where you can basically create a concept map within a
but you can hide area. You can hide things or reveal things or whatever.
And
yeah.
you can also put notes, which are like sticky notes.
Right.
You can insert graphics, text, the same way you can in Kidspiration.
So all this stuff is accessible from the software that's installed and then the online resources that teachers
software.
Are contributing to.
I didn't know about Smart Ideas until recently. Smart Notebook should be installed as soon as you have your smart board up and running. Smart Ideas, you would just go to the Smart Tech website and download it.
And
there's also a Finale software, which is for music educators. And there are all sorts of other reasons.
But those are other products that Smart has, right? They're not included with the board or whatever.
They're free downloads.
Oh, they're free downloads? Finale is free too?
Mm-hmm. Well, no. I may be mistaken.
Probably. We'll check it out and see.
And Smart Ideas, I know, goes along. You know, it may be free with... I have done trial downloads,
right,
because I haven't had my site license,
right,
information.
Right. So, talk about how you use this with the internet then, because you were talking about the virtual manipulative, so there's that website that you can go to. You're not using notebook software program, but why is that different than just using your mouse on your computer and showing that to the students? How is it different?
First of all, the size of it is very different, you know, so they can see it much better. But you can write directly onto the website with the InkAware program, the virtual ink that you're using. You can record things from the internet. Say you want to show your students a process where you go from this page to this page and you click on this and that. Then you can actually use the recorder feature of the notebook of the smart tool and show that process, and then they can play it back in Media Player or in the smart player.
Right. Now, have you shared any of that kind of stuff on a blog or a website in terms of posting that? You're teaching fourth grade, so there's probably not a lot of them, I don't know, with their own computers and stuff like that at home, but there's the potential to do that too, right? You can make a PDF file with those things,
absolutely,
or you can make a movie.
You can turn any notebook file into a PDF file. You just save it, go to File, save as PDF. So you can save it as a PDF.
That's great.
We're watching a protractor right now.
Right. Well, so any kind of coordinate grid type stuff. I mean, it looks to me like the best thing to do is to play with the resources
Absolutely. That
are there in order to get an idea.
I have spent hours just playing with my knife. Our staff was receiving training, but we hadn't had the opportunity to have it yet, and I have just spent hours and hours playing with the different forms of software and creating lessons.
So I'm going to be sharing a workshop with teachers here in about a month, I think, about smart boards. As a teacher, what do you think, and thinking about teachers who haven't been exposed to it before, what do you think is the best way to have teachers spend time learning about the smart board? I'm thinking having them do some lessons that would, you know, apply to different content areas would be good.
Allow them to create lessons, show them how to use the simple tools that are on there, the drawing and the writing, and definitely use the gallery. Show them all of the wonderful tools that are available there. But also to keep in mind, with the gallery, you have a My Content section. They're not just limited to those pictures, and that was really intended as something to get them started. They can go to the internet and choose images that maybe suit their needs better and save them in My Content.
Really? And how do you get content from the internet into the gallery?
I'm not sure if you can drag and drop, but
we're not on the
internet.
You
could just copy.
Basically,
copy,
if you copy
an
it,
image,
and then you're able
and then
to paste
you
it.
You could paste it onto your notebook and then drag it into the gallery. Like if I wanted to put that into My Content, click on bring, drag it over to the tab, and then drag it into.
So for people who are on a school network or something like that, like at your school, is there a way to share resources that you've created, or is that by uploading it to the online resources for the world, or is there a way for just the school to share?
We have, in our school and in our district, we have a shared drive, it's a network folder where we can go and upload our lessons.
Right.
Save them.
Are students using this at all to create products, or is this primarily, you know, for the teacher-directed lesson presentation? Is there potential here for this to be used for when students are wanting to demonstrate their knowledge and understanding of a concept?
Absolutely. I would say so far we've really in the past done PowerPoint more often, and you can use PowerPoint on your smart board, of course.
Right.
There's no reason why your student couldn't use notebook to create a presentation. They have presentation backgrounds in the gallery as well that you can use, you know, to make it much like a PowerPoint presentation.
Sure.
There's a full screen mode, so it looks more...
But then once they're in there, they have the ability to move that stuff around and talk about it, and then also record.
And write,
right?
On it.
So they could do all that stuff.
Right, exactly. But you can do a lot of those things in PowerPoint with the smart board capability.
You can still write
on your PowerPoint presentation. Okay. And
right. That's true. Like that. It would be more that, like, if you had manipulatives or you were wanting to...
Right. Well, one thing that you can do with the notebook that you couldn't do with the PowerPoint would be, well, if you were doing a presentation with PowerPoint, you wouldn't have your gallery right there,
right,
where you could bring different tools on.
Right.
With notebook, and this is what I've been doing for the past 2 days, as I'm presenting, if people have questions, I would go to the gallery and bring up different tools.
Right. Cool.
What they needed.
So are there any features that you would like to see the smart board have, or anything that you've wanted to do that has been a barrier that you haven't?
If you're going to click on a graphic and wanted to hyperlink it, you could link it to the internet, but you weren't able to link it to another file on your computer. However, now in the updated software, they've changed that.
Oh.
So now you can do that. So there have been a few things like that.
And if you publish it, we'll just keep talking.
Okay.
if you publish it out to the internet, is it a PDF, or what is it, like, when you're going to share that with somebody else, how does that work?
I'm not really sure. You can save it as a PDF, and you can upload it the same way, but I really don't
have done a lot of that.
Enough experience with
that. Okay, there it is. Web page, image files, PDF, PowerPoint. Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for visiting with me and sharing that.
Moving at the Speed of Creativity podcasts are independently produced and syndicated for a global audience by Wesley Fryer and are shared under a Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license. Learn more at www.speedofcreativity.org.